NBC presents the fourth of this series of great plays, Edward II by Christopher Marlowe.
Edward II, exclusive of the Shakespearean plays, remains today the most important English historical classic drama. Critics are agreed that this is Marlowe's most mature work and reveals his genius at its height. The date of the work is placed between 1590 and 1592. And now the play. Edward II, Act 1, Scene 1. A street in London. Gaveston, who has just returned from France, stands reading a letter from the king.
My father is deceased. Come, Gaveston, and share the kingdom with thy dearest friend. Ah, words that make me surfeit with delight. What greater bliss can hap to Gaveston than live and be the favorite of a king? Sweet prince, I come. These thy amorous lines might have been forced me to have swum from France, and like Leander gasped upon the sand, so thou wouldst smile and take me in thine arms.
No.
Here comes my lord the king and the nobles from the parliament. I'll stand aside.
My friend, Lord Mortimer.
Yes, my liege.
Will you not grant me this?
If you love us, my lord, hate Gaveston.
Mine uncle here, this earl, and I myself, was sworn to your father at his death that he should ne'er return into the realm. And know, my lord, ere I will break my oath, this sword of mine that should offend your foes shall sleep within the scabbard at thy need, and underneath thy banners march who will, for Mortimer will hang his armor up.
Mortimer, I make thee rue these words. Beseems it thee to contradict thy king? Frownest thou thereat, aspiring Lancaster? I say I will have Gaveston, and you shall know what danger it is to stand against your king.
Lord, why do you thus incense your peers, that naturally would love and honor you, but for that base and obscure Gaveston? Four earldoms have I besides Lancaster. These will I sell to give my soldiers pay, ere Gaveston shall stay within the realm. Therefore, if he come from France, expel him straight.
Barons and earls, yet dare you brave the king into his face? Rather revenge it, and let these their heads perch upon poles for this trespass of their tongues.
Oh, our head?
Aye, yours. And therefore I would wish you grant my wish.
Not I. By heaven, I'd rather...
Bridle thy anger, gentle Mortimer.
I cannot, nor I will not. Come, uncle. Let us leave this brain-sick king, and henceforth parley with our naked swords.
Adieu, my lord. And either change your mind, or look to see the throne where you should sit, to float in blood, and at thy wanton head, the glazing head of thy base minion throne. Come, my lord.
Am I a king and must be overruled? Brother, display my ensigns in the field. I'll bandy with these barons and the earls, and either die or live with Gaveston.
My lord, my liege.
What? Gaveston, welcome. Nay, kiss not my hand. Embrace me, Gaveston, as I do thee. Why shouldst thou kneel? Knowest thou not who I am? Thy friend, thyself, another Gaveston. Not Hylas was more mourned of Hercules than thou hast been of me since thy exile.
And since I went from hence, no soul in hell hath felt more torment than poor Gaveston.
I know it, brother. Welcome home, my friend. Now let the treacherous Mortimer conspire and that high-minded Earl of Lancaster. I have my wish in that I joy thy sight. And sooner shall the sea o'erwhelm my land than bear the ship that shall transport thee hence. I here create thee Lord High Chamberlain, Earl of Cornwall, King and Lord of Man.
My lord, these titles far exceed my worth.
Thy worth, sweet friend, is far above my gifts. Therefore, to equal it, receive my heart. If for these dignities thou be envied, I'll give thee more.
It shall suffice me to enjoy your love, which whiles I have, I think myself as great as Caesar riding in the Roman street with captive kings at his triumphant car.
With the girls, my lord, Bishop of Coventry.
To celebrate your father's exequies. But is that wicked Gaveston returned?
Aye, priest, and lives to be revenged on thee that were the only cause of his exile.
It is true, and but for reverence of those robes, thou shouldst not plod one foot beyond this place.
I did no more than I was bound to do. And Gaveston, unless thou be reclaimed, as then I did incense the parliament, so will I now. And thou shalt back to France.
Throw off his golden mitre, rend his stole, and in the channel christen him anew.
Brother, lay not violent hands on him. For he'll complain unto the sea of Rome.
Let him complain unto the sea of hell. I'll be revenged on him for my exile.
Sir, spare his life, but seize upon his goods. Be thou Lord Bishop and make him serve thee as thy chaplain. I give him thee. Here, use him as thou wilt.
He shall to prison and there die in both.
I to the tower, the fleet, or where thou wilt.
For this offense, be thou accursed of God.
Hello?
Who comes there?
It is I, my lord.
Convey this priest to the tower.
Yes, my lord. Come, your reverence.
In the meantime, Gaveston, away, and take possession of his house and goods. Come, follow me, and thou shalt have my guard to see it done, and bring me safe again.
Scene 2. At Winchester. Enter the two Mortimers with Warwick and Lancaster.
'Tis true, Lancaster. The bishop is in the tower, and goods and body given to Gaveston.
What? Will they turn eyes upon the church? Oh, wicked king! Accursed Gaveston!
Oh, no. Why droops the Earl of Lancaster?
Wherefore is Guy of Warwick discontent?
That villain Gaveston has made an earl.
An earl? Aye, and besides Lord Chamberlain of the Realm, and Secretary too, and Lord of Men.
We may not, nor we will not suffer this.
Why post we not from hence to levy men?
Doth no man take exceptions at the slave?
Oh, stomach him! But none dare speak a word!
Ah, that betrays their baseness, Lancaster. Were all the earls and barons of my mind, we'd hail him from the bosom of the king, and at the court gate hang the peasant up, who, swoon with venom of ambitious pride, will be the ruin of the realm and us.
Here comes my lord Archbishop of Canterbury.
His countenance betrays he is displeased. Lord Bishop, will you now take arms against the king?
What need I? God himself is up in arms when violence is offered to the church.
Then will you join with us that be his peers to banish or behead that Gaveston?
What else, my lord? And it concerns me near. The bishopric of Coventry is his.
Look, my lords, here comes the queen. Madam, whither walks your majesty so fast?
Unto the forest, gentle Mortimer, to live in grief and baleful discontent. For now, my lord, the king regards me not, but dotes upon the love of Gaveston.
Is it not strange that he is thus bewitched?
Madam, return unto the court again. That sly inveigling Frenchman we'll exile, or lose our lives. And yet ere that day comes, the king shall lose his crown. For we have power and courage, too, to be revenged at full.
Yet lift not your sword against the king.
No, but we will lift Gaveston from hence.
And war must be the means, or he'll stay still.
Then let him stay. Or rather than my lord shall be oppressed with civil mutinies, I will endure a melancholy life, and let him frolic with his minion.
My lords, ease all this, but hear me speak. We and the rest that are his counselors will meet, and with the general consent confirm his banishment with our hands and seal.
But say, my lord, where shall this meeting be?
At the new temple.
Content.
Come then. That's the way.
Madam, farewell.
Farewell, sweet Mortimer. And for my sake, forbear to levy arms against the king.
Aye, if words will serve. If not, I must. Farewell, my lady.
Scene 3. The New Temple, London. In the meeting chamber, Lancaster, Warwick, Pembroke, the elder Mortimer, young Mortimer, and the Archbishop of Canterbury are gathered round a huge table.
Here, my lords, is the written form of Gaveston's exile. May it please your lordships to subscribe your names.
Give me the paper.
Quick, quick, my lord bishop. I long to write my name.
But I long more to see him banished, hence.
The name of Mortimer shall fright the king, unless he be declined from that base peasant.
What, my lord? Meet you thus secretly? And are you moved that Gaveston comes with me? It is our pleasure, we will have it so.
Your grace doth well to place him by your side. For no one else, dear new earl, is so safe.
What man of noble birth can brook this sight?
We will not thus be faced and overpeered.
Lay hands on that traitor, Mortimer.
Lay hands on that traitor, Gaveston.
Hold it, my lords. Is this the duty that you owe your king?
We know our duties. Let him know his peers.
Whither will you bear him? Stay or you shall die.
We are no traitors. Therefore, threaten not.
No, threaten not, my lord, but pay them homage. Were I a king, I'd sooner show them...
Thou, villain! Wherefore talkst thou of a king? Thou that art hardly a gentleman by birth.
Were he a peasant, being my minion, I'll make the proudest of you stoop to him.
My lord, You may not thus disparage us. God, for who? Who is, I say? With faithful Gaveston.
And with the Earl of Kent that favors him. Away!
Was there a king that overruled as I?
Let then two rule us better. And the realm.
What we have done, our hard blood shall maintain.
Think you we can maintain and brook this upstart's pride?
I meet you here for this, proud, overbearing peers. Ere my sweet Gaveston shall part from me, this isle shall flee upon the ocean and wander to the unfrequented end.
You know that I am legate to the Pope. On your allegiance to the See of Rome, subscribe as we have done to his exile.
Curse him if he refuse, and then may we depose him and elect another king.
Remember how the bishop was abused. Either banish him that was the cause thereof, or I will presently discharge these lords of duty and allegiance due to thee.
It boots me not the threat. I must speak fair. The legate of the Pope will be obeyed. My lord Archbishop, you shall be chancellor of the realm. Make several kingdoms of this monarchy and share it equally amongst you all, so I may have some nook or corner left to frolic with my dearest Gaveston.
Nothing shall alter us. We are resolved.
Come, come. Subscribe.
Urge him, my lord Archbishop.
Are you content to banish him the realm?
I see I must, and therefore I'm content. Instead of ink, I'll write it with my tears. Give me a pen. It is done. And now, cursed hand, fall off.
Give it me. I'll have it published in the streets. Come.
Hey, come, come.
How fast they run to banish him, I love. They would not stir were it to do me good. If I be king, not one of them shall live.
My lord, I heard it whispered that I am banished and must fly the land.
It is true, sweet Gaveston. Oh, would it were false. The legate of the Pope will have his sword now, must hence, or I shall be deposed. But I will reign to be revenged on them. And therefore, sweet friend, take it patiently. The time is little that thou hast to stay. And therefore, give me leave to look my fill. But come, sweet friend, I'll bear thee on thy way.
Whither goes, my lord?
Oh, not on me, French strumpet, get thee gone.
On whom but on my husband should I fawn?
On young Mortimer. With whom, and gentle queen, I say no more. Judge you the rest, my lord.
In saying this, thou wrongst me, Gaveston. Is it not enough that thou corrupt'st my lord, but thou must call mine honor thus in question?
Thou art too familiar with young Mortimer, and by thy means is Gaveston exiled. But I would wish thee reconcile the lords, or thou shalt ne'er be reconciled to me.
Your highness knows it lies not in my power.
Away then, touch me not. Come, Gaveston.
Oh, miserable and distressed queen. I must entreat him, I must speak him fair, and thee a means to call home Gaveston.
Madam, how fares your grace?
Ah, Mortimer, now breaks the king's hate forth, and he confesses that he loves me not.
Fear ye not, madam. Now his minion's gone, his wanton humor will be quickly met.
Oh, never, Lancaster. I am enjoined to sue upon you all for his repeal. This wills, my lord, and this I must perform, or else be banished from his highness' presence.
But, madam, would you have us call him home?
Aye, Mortimer. For till he be restored, the angry king hath banished me the court. And therefore, as thou lovest and tendest me, be thou my advocate unto these peers.
What? Would you have me plead for Gaveston?
Sweet Mortimer. Sit down by me a while, and I will tell thee reasons of such weight as thou wilt soon subscribe to his repeal.
It is impossible. Lord, speak your mind.
Then, though none shall think around him.